Welcome back, business besties, for another episode of Different Minds, Same Grind. We get to have a very important discussion today, and we are so excited to welcome Whitney Ringel, owner and founder of Friendly Reminder. Whitney, thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about what Friendly Reminder is and how it came about.
Well, thank you both so much for having me on. This is my first ever podcast, so if it's weird and I don't do that well, maybe it's not my gig, but I am super excited. And yeah, so Friendly Reminder is a mental health awareness brand. I started it a year ago, March 21st last year, so kind of crazy that we're coming up on 1 year of being in business. But yeah, I created this brand just because I've struggled with mental health illness my entire life and kind of just grew up in a kind of dysfunctional family, and it was just hard growing up. And so I always thought, you know, maybe I'm just not grateful. Maybe I'm just not being the best I can be. And once I got out of the house, I thought, okay, I'm gonna feel a lot better now and I'm not in this situation. And then I got to college and I was like, why am I not happy? Like, what is going on? And so then I was like, okay, once I get, you know, a nice car, I'm gonna feel better. Or once I get the nice clothes and all these friends, I'm gonna feel better. And that stuff happened in my life and I never felt better. And I just thought, am I just being, you know, is this all my fault? What am I doing wrong? And then in 2021, the end of 2021, I actually had a huge mental breakdown. And for like all my life, I've committed or thought about killing myself. Just a trigger warning, talking about suicide. But I never got to that point. I've always thought about it. And then the end of 2021 was kind of my big breaking point. And after that, I was like, I need to get help. This is serious and something is wrong. And yeah, from there, I went to therapy and got a medication. And I've just been struggling with a chemical imbalance in my brain. And I kind of just wanted to create a clothing brand that was fun and trendy and obviously comfy and cozy, but that just talked about these issues when you're not, it's not like this big old, like, It's a huge issue and it's a chemical imbalance. Like, you need something to help fix your brain. And I think it's crazy that there's this big stigma around it, especially when it's our brain, our main organ in our body. And like, if we break our arm or we stub our toe or whatever, get a cut and get stitches, but like our brain, we're so scared of taking care of it. So anyways, that's a long introduction, a Friendly Reminder, but yeah.
No, I think that was absolutely incredible. I actually want to highlight something that you said. We tend to gaslight ourselves a lot into thinking or invalidating our feelings. And I have definitely felt that way. I want to ask you this. What held you back from seeking help originally? Was it those gaslighty things that you're telling yourself? Was it something else? Was it the stigma behind mental health? What was it?
I feel like a combination of everything. I mean, growing up in a really hard situation, I kind of just thought, you know what? My parents don't like me. This is just a bad household. Like, once I get out, and then I realized, okay, I'm out and I have all these friends and fun things going on. So what's going on? And then I was like, maybe it's just like, I was just gaslighting myself. I'm like, no, it's my problem. Like, I'm just not grateful. I'm just like being a brat, you know? And then after that, when I tried to, you know, be happy and really force myself to see the good, and it just was not working as easily as I thought it would. Yeah, that's when I was like, well, is there something wrong? Like, I know people take depression medication, but like, am I supposed to? Like, I didn't know. And that's one of the hard things, is there's so many medications out there, and there's so much about what you're eating, what you're putting into your body, or are you exercising enough? Are you doing this enough? And so it kind of gets confusing of like, well, am I gaslighting myself? Is there really something wrong with me? If I take this medication, am I going to get addicted to it? And medication growing up was always a weird thing for me. Substance abuse was a thing in my household. And so when I thought, okay, maybe I should get on medication, it scared me because I was like, well, am I going to get addicted? Is this going to be a long going thing that I can't get off of? So yeah, that's why, like, we just need to talk about it more, even just talking about our feelings and thoughts. And maybe it's not that serious, you know, you're just having a bad day, but being able to open up and just say, like, I'm on medication, I was scared, but maybe it could help you. I don't know if that's something you need, but here's how I got help, you know, and just having the open conversation to help others.
Especially in like adulthood, I feel like that's where it actually starts getting, well, I'm going to say this from my opinion, it gets harder to make friends and like to really start to like feel involved. And I will say, like, one thing that really stood out to me about your website and your brand and your social media pages is how inviting like you feel when you go on. It's very compassionate. The way that it's set up, I feel like, is meant to just be like, wait, I feel like I'm a part of something. So I want to ask you this. How do you determine what quotes or affirmations that you put on the clothing that you create?
Love You on Purpose was one of our first designs. And I actually had a friend give me the idea of I Love You on Purpose. And we kind of just ran with it. But I always, like, growing up, no one ever told me they loved me. And like, I can probably count 3-5 times that my parents actually said that to me. And so going around school, like, you just don't say I love you. Like, I always thought that was kind of like a dating thing of like, oh, you really like someone, like you love them. Like, why would I tell my friends or like teachers or colleagues like I love them? I always thought that was kind of weird. And so anyways, when she brought up like, yeah, I love you on purpose, like I purposely loving you. And I was like, I actually like that. Like, because there's certain times in our life, like with in-laws or family or even friends or colleagues, that maybe you don't necessarily love them right now. Like, it's really hard to love them and deal with certain things because we're all different. But the whole concept of just loving them on purpose, I just love that. Like, I'm purposely trying to love you, and I hope you purposely try and love me back. And I just wanted people to see, like, on the back of a hoodie or a tee or a crew that, you know, we don't have to, like, love everybody. But if you're purposely loving somebody and trying your hardest and knowing that everyone's going through a hard time and it's not always going to be easy, but, you know, maybe just think about purposely loving someone and just caring about them. So, yeah.
We all need a little love in our lives, like I said, especially in adulthood. So, what plans do you have for Friendly Reminder right now? What is the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to?
So March 21st, this Thursday, we are celebrating our 1 year birthday. And a couple weeks ago, I actually got laid off about a month ago, which has just been the craziest ride. And during that week that I got let go, our Instagram started blowing up and I wasn't doing anything different and just kind of thought like, oh, maybe people are just liking our stuff and seeing it for some reason, but it was just weird. And then 2 weeks later go by and I was kind of just stuck of like, okay, I guess I'll apply for jobs. What do I do? This is just weird and hard and tough. And I get this DM from a girl named Dina and it had a blue check mark, but I kind of bypassed that at first. And it was like, hi, like, we want you to come on Good Things Utah. And I was like, oh, it's spam. Like, forget about it, you know? And then I think about it again and I go back and I'm like, this is legit. Like, why? And so that's something really exciting that's happening really, really soon for us. And I just think it's just crazy. Like, I can't even believe that it's going to happen. And I, not to be too religious, because I'm definitely not that religious of a person. I definitely have my struggles like everyone, but I think just God is so good, and he's going to take care of you, of taking things out of your life. And like this, I got laid off and just thought, whoa, like, what am I doing? Like, we need money. Like, that, this is just crazy. And then to put this into my path, and it's just crazy. Like, I didn't ask for this. I did not email them. It wasn't on my bingo card for 2024. Like, I just don't feel prepared at all. And, but it's going to be amazing. And so I'm just hoping that I can not shake too much or be too red or say my name, but it'll be fun. So that's super exciting. And obviously it's our birthday. So we're launching 2 new tees and crew necks, and then 2 like trucker baseball hats. So yeah, it'll be super fun.
I am so excited for you to go on Good Things Utah. Like, when you posted about it, I was so, so, so excited. I cannot wait to watch it, and I'm super excited. One question that I did have for you after reading your bio, what are some of the common misconceptions or stigmas surrounding mental health that you want to aim towards that kind of make your brand who it is?
I feel like just laziness. That always comes to mind, just because that's like what I thought I was struggling with, of like, well, I just can't get out of bed, so I'm just lazy. Like, what's wrong with me? Like, do I need to just drink a bunch of coffee? Do I need a caffeine pill? Like, what is happening with me? And so just laziness. Like, I think when people talk about mental health, can't get out of bed, they're like, well, they're just lazy. They're not trying hard enough. And that's not always the case. Like, it also is like a generational thing, which I don't think a lot of people realize that. So a lot of people on my mom's side of the family do have depression. And if we would talk about it, maybe I would have figured that out a long time ago in high school and would have felt better. But yeah, so just laziness, and especially with our brand, like, I'm rocking my hoodie right now and I didn't get ready for the day today, and that's okay. I'm not lazy. I just couldn't, and I'm trying my best, but I'm going to throw this on with affirmations on the back to make myself feel better and know that I'm just human and it's fine. Like, we all do it. We all don't just wear makeup every single day, and that's okay. But yeah, I just wanted to create like fun, comfy clothes that, given I love clothes and just like every other girl does, I'm sure. And so just to create something myself and then be able to just like put these fun messages and friendly reminders on the back, but laziness. And so I'm like, you know, we're all gonna be lazy in our friendly reminder apparel, and that's okay.
I love that. I think one of the most important things that you said there for myself is that, like, we're all human and we're all going to have our good days and our bad days. And I think it's just super important to acknowledge that. And I absolutely love what your brand is and what you strive for. And it's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that a bunch, because just because I have depression, I always tell myself every single day, I'm like, I'm a lazy piece of, you know, and just, we can swear on here, right? I didn't know. So seriously, I feel like I'm a lazy piece of shit, and I, like, truly, and that I'm a failure, and especially having layoffs and just like real things happen in your life. I'm like, yeah, I am. See, here it is. It's showing me. And so we just have to, like, just remember that everyone's human. And that's why I try really hard on social media to be super vulnerable and just literally cry on TikTok and Instagram and be like, you know what, if I'm going to be the girl that's known to cry on social media, I don't care, because it's true and it's real. And I kind of am over the whole, like, influencer get ready with me's of just like the whole luxury of life and spending a bunch of money, and it's not realistic. And I'm guilty. I compare myself all day long. I'm definitely not perfect, even though I try and preach this, like, I do it myself. But we need to show real life stuff and just be more vulnerable, because I feel like it just helps other people, like, want to talk about it and feel more comfortable. But yeah, anyways.
I know for Mackenzie and I, like, that's kind of what this podcast is about. Like, let's show the realistic side of being an entrepreneur and running a business. We say this all the time. Me and Mackenzie are like, we listen to one of our podcasts before. We're like, why? Ew, I hate that I said that. I hate that I said like 17 times. And I'm like, but we, at the end of the day, me and Mackenzie are like, we have to put it out there because this is the process. And yes, it like, we can go and critique ourselves all freaking day. And we want to put out perfection, but that, like you said, is just not realistic. And yes, we're like doing the same thing of, am I not good enough? Am I not doing enough? Me and Mackenzie put our foot in everything. And we're like, wait, should I do more? Should I be doing more? Like, what do I need to do here? Well, I don't want to speak for Mackenzie, but anyway, I actually brought up a question for me. What things besides therapy do you do for your own mental health personally, like outside of Friendly Reminder? Obviously being a huge advocate for other people is really great. But I just want to know what that looks like for you internally.
So kind of one of the things, as I started therapy, my therapist realized that when I was in college and high school, I cheered. And so I was active and I did something. I even did gymnastics before that. And that was kind of my getaway, like just made me be able to just like push everything aside and focus on one thing and just like get the stress out and literally just go and tumble my heart out or fall on my butt and get back up and feel like, hey, I'm awesome. Like I'm getting back up. And so when all that stopped and I had my big mental breakdown, it was probably because that I wasn't doing anything. And so she's like, I feel like you need to work out. You need to be active. You need to do something, you know, to just like get the stress off your mind and stop racing, because my mind just races all day long and I don't have time for it. I can't do that. And so being able to work out every single day is the goal. I definitely don't do it every single day. I am a slacker, definitely feel lazy, but if I can work out every single day or a couple times a week, at least once a week, and it doesn't even need to be hard, just go and run. Or something that has also helped me is I hated reading in high school, especially college. I hated school. I just did not like it. And I've kind of gotten on the book talk train and just read whatever books everyone else is reading. So being able to read and get into something kind of like takes my mind away from day-to-day stuff. And so I'm like being creative in my mind and picturing stuff or just reading self-help books and like, okay, yeah, I could try that. That would help me to rethink something. But then doing it on the treadmill. So it doesn't need to be a hard workout. Just put on the podcast, the book, read a book, and just walk. But I have to be moving. And then obviously therapy medication is like 100% my go-to. But also just stretching too. When I travel, I get really, really anxious. And so whenever I stretch and can like decompress, that helps me a ton. So yeah, those four items, that's probably the best. And well, and then I also do journaling, which we've talked about before. That's hopefully in the plans. Yeah, that's hopefully in the plans. I would love to create my own journal. I use a different journal right now that has prompts, and that's one of the things that helps me a bunch is having prompts, because I'm always like, okay, here's a pencil and paper, but what am I gonna write about? Like, I hate today. Today was horrible, you know? So to just have prompts to try and be more positive, because I definitely feel like I'm just gonna sit there and write the negative or I don't know, just not great stuff. So to be able to have prompts that are a little more positive helps.
I feel like we have to fill Mackenzie in on this. So Whitney posted something on her story. It was probably a few weeks ago, and she was creating or asking for opinions on new products. And one of them was journaling. And I messaged her so fast. I was like, this is so on brand. So I started going to therapy about a year and a half ago. And I never journaled before. I didn't even know how to say that I was feeling sad. Like, as crappy as that sounds, like, I just didn't know how to express my feelings. And so I journal. Like that's what I do. That's how I'm able to like process my emotions. And so I was like, Whitney, you have to do a journal because that is so on brand. Like I would buy that immediately. But anyway.
I
No,
love
it's in
that.
the plans.
I love that. I think it's super important to have something that is relatable to so many different people. And that's something that, like, I definitely don't do myself. Like, I do not journal. And I think it's one of those things that I use the excuse for myself, like, I don't have time to do it. And so, like, that's totally something that I'm one of those people. If I have it and I make, my 3 minutes in the morning or whatever, then I can do it. And so please do some journals because I would definitely purchase one. I need to be better at that.
Mackenzie like is so organized too that she would like do that every day. The whole thing would be filled out. She would be like the one that you would put as an example on your page. But anyway,
It would be
they're
color-coded,
coming.
color-coded in alphabetical order, and I'm just kidding.
No, I love that. That's the thing is a bunch of people, especially with just mental health in general, they're like, well, I don't have time for therapy. I don't have time for journaling, or I don't have time to work out or whatever, or just even like sit down and think about your day and your thoughts and feelings. And we really just take 5 minutes of our day, especially when it's like about us, like mental health is our brain. That's our largest organ in our body. And it's just wild that like, well, I don't think I can take this time to just like focus on my brain and help my brain, And I just think like we need to think of it that way. Like we're literally helping our brain just like we'd help our muscles and our bones to be strong and not break or, take care of our skin, do our skincare. We're so focused on that. And so I'm like, take care of your brain. Like, that 5-step skincare routine that takes 10 minutes morning and night, do that to your brain.
I love that. Another question that I have for you is, in your experience, what are some effective ways for starting conversations about mental health, both personally and within like friend groups or with family members or anything like that?
The first thing I will say is it def like you need to know how to talk about it, and especially when you bring up suicide, there's certain words that you need to use. So one of the ones that you need to avoid is we don't say commit, or a successful attempt, just because the word commit is kind of like a strong word to use, and so you're just very directive. They died by suicide or they killed themselves. And so I think knowing the words to use and being in a safe setting, because you definitely don't want to like trigger people or just even talking about mental health in general, it just brings up a lot of like, emotions and stuff. And you don't know what other people have dealt with. And so just making sure that you're being safe about it and using the right words. First and foremost, but for me, like I know that I struggle, and so if I can just go and see someone and just say, "Hey, how are you?" and everyone always says this, "Good, how are you?" and then if I know, like, no, I really want to ask how you're doing, like, yeah, that's good, but how are you? Like, are you doing okay? Because I think everyone does that. We all say, "Hey, how are you?" and they're good. How are you? Good. But if you're actually really caring about someone or can kind of, sense something, go further and just say, are you like, how are you really? Like, are you really good or is there something going on? But yeah, just be like calm about it and just kind about it. Because it just brings up a lot of feelings and stuff that hasn't been processed yet. But I think knowing the warning signs is also important. So, warning signs of like increased alcohol intake or doing drugs or having firearms around. In the United States, firearms is the main reason for suicide attempts, successful suicide attempts. And so, Firearms are fine. You know, I don't have anything against them, but if you see anything a little, you know, different or off about someone, just offer to take them off their hands and lock them up safely, because it's a very quick way to make a mistake. And so we just need to be safe about it. And then also just if people are, you know, distancing themselves and taking themselves out of situations that they've loved. They've loved coming. They've always loved doing this certain thing. And if they're not into it anymore, you know, like, oh, why aren't you coming? Like, why don't you like doing this anymore? Is there something wrong? Or, you know, I think also just like asking questions. Me and my other friend were talking about this one time, and just because you see other people acting a certain way and like, oh, they're being weird or they're being annoying or they're just acting really off or whatever. And I think especially in high school, like we're quick to judge people of like, oh, I don't want to be their friend, or, you know, people are just kind of weird. Maybe ask questions like, why do they act that way, or what's going on in their life, or how can we help? You know, maybe there's something else going on that is more serious and needs to be talked about. So, yeah. But I mean, suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the United States, which is ridiculous. It's just so high. And I think right now, especially the last 2 years, we've been in an epidemic of suicide, and it just keeps happening. And you can put the economy into it. We're not in a great position right now, and everything's very expensive, and life is really, really hard. And, you know, it's a way out of the situation. And I think we just need to watch people and just be kind. And, you know, that's always the easy way to go about it, is just saying be kind. And, oh, yeah, I'm kind to everybody. But, you know, let's start asking people, how are they really? And what are you experiencing? Is there anything I can help you with? And even if it's just, you know, texting somebody out of the blue, I try hard to do that with my friends and family, just texting them being like, hey, I just thought of you, like, there's anything I can do? Because I'm in a hard position myself. I mean, everybody is, I feel like, and we can't just give millions of dollars to people or, you know, do big things to help people. But if we can just be kind and just reach out, you know, and just send a little card or a little, you know, note to somebody. But yeah, make sure you're doing it in the safe way and kind of know, you know, the trigger signs and everything. But I mean, you can always text 988. You can also call them. So if anybody is struggling listening or anything, or if you know somebody that is, like, they can text, they can call. You can go to 988.org or AFSP.org. And there's tons of information on those websites of how do I know how to help somebody, you know, with these issues of suicide thoughts and stuff. Because that's also another thing, is like, how do I help somebody? If I notice these signs, like, how am I going to help them? And sometimes it isn't our job, you know, it's never our job to do everything for people, but we know the signs, and you can go onto these platforms, like they can give services and Christ lines and stuff, and you can just share them with the people you think. But
it just starts with education. And speaking on that, is you actually posted something the other day about being on Capitol Hill. Can you actually talk about that? I don't really know. I saw you post about like a bill that you were trying to get pushed forward. And to me, that's education. That's like, hey, I'm going to try to help get this word out. Can you talk about what that bill was and what it is that they were pushing?
Yeah. So the America's Foundation for Suicide Prevention, so AFSP, anyone can go on there and become an advocate. Just take a course. It's completely free. Just learn the signs and how to help people. But you can join the Utah chapter completely free. And so that's what I've started doing last year. And we did a suicide prevention walk. And this was the next step of going to Capitol Hill and doing a Capitol Day. So I signed up, and they It's basically a group, and we all go up to Capitol Hill and we talk about bills that are catered towards mental health resources and education. And this bill specifically, HB 71, was for rural communities to be able to give them more resources for mental health, and especially like crisis lifelines. So in rural communities, like Vernal, for example, if there is somebody that is experiencing really like suicidal thoughts and in a state of crisis mode, it's really hard for the community or the firefighters or cops to get them help when they're already focused on other people, like bursts or, you know, emergencies that are going on. Just because it's in a rural community, they don't have that many resources. And if they need to go somewhere for those specific mental health resources, they'd have to go to like Park City, Salt Lake City, you know, like they'd have to travel. And when you're in crisis mode, you're like, I'm not going nowhere. You know, you're kind of not in the right mind space to like drive somewhere. And so anyways, it would give them a bunch of money to be able to go and give the mobile teams to go out to these places and provide therapists and resources.
I really appreciate your advocacy for those types of bills. One of them that's actually pretty dear and near to my heart is, so I come from a farmer family, and one of the bills that was passed in Utah was, and I actually don't know if it was a bill or, anyway, they provided a fund to farmer families to provide them therapy, free therapy for a year. And so it's really important to have people like you that are advocating for that, because I know that some people in my family have taken advantage of that, and that's really important to me. So thank you so much. And we only have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure that if Mackenzie has any other questions that she does, and then we want to ask you just a few final questions about where we can find you on social media and stuff.
Yeah, I do have one last question for you, if that's okay, Whitney. Do you envision incorporating education about mental health into schools, or like creating panel discussions for the public that people can come talk and hear you talk and can kind of open up and relate to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried my best to like find these outlets and avenues to just be able to sign up and go and talk, because I feel like just because I had depression, I'm like, I'm not the person for the job. I'm horrible at speaking. I can never do this, but I've tried really hard to find the ones that I can and sign up for and get the opportunity. So I think it'd be great to start something myself and just collaborate with other people that want to talk about it. Definitely in the pipeline. And then just to like be a part of these already established communities, I think is always going to be a thing as well. So yeah, any way that I can like be involved, I try and look myself, but creating something myself is kind of interesting, and hopefully we'll be down the road.
Well, I'm so excited to see what you do with it all. And I, like I say, it's just been so fun to watch you grow, and to see all of the success that you've had has just been so empowering to me. And this whole podcast today, like, I think it's just so fun and so needed to talk and just be able to hear about it and to talk about it and to understand it more and to understand you more. Like reading your bio, I like will get emotional about it because it made me cry. And I just like want you to know that like you're amazing. Like you truly are. And I love everything that you stand for.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. And I'm also going to cry. I am a crier, and I don't know. That's just super nice. But yeah, everyone's dealing with something, and maybe we don't look too deep into people's lives, and that's okay. But I think if we just take a little step in the right direction and maybe really look inward and try and just change people's lives, that it's just awesome. Makes everyone feel good.
Yes, for sure. And it was a no-brainer for us to bring you on here. Mackenzie and I also did a poll, and there were so many people that wanted to learn more about health and mental health. And we're like, Whitney, we got to get Whitney on. Yes, let's do it immediately. So I just have a few more minutes left, and I just want to ask, where can we find you? What's your handle on Instagram? What's your website? Where can we find you?
So our Instagram is friendly_reminder0. My social media on TikTok is Whit Ringel, and I try and post a lot about therapy and just stories, and then just show real life, you know, get ready with me's. And then our website is friendlyreminder1.com, so you can shop or just check us out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about this. I know that sometimes it can be hard, or like putting yourself out there. I mean, you're doing a great job at it anyway, but we just really appreciate you coming on and opening up, and we cannot wait to see what Friendly Reminder becomes, because we've already seen you grow so much. So thank you so much. We'll have to have you back on again. Thank you, Business Besties. We appreciate you joining in today, and have a good one. Bye.